Hello, sheep of the Lenten flock. Welcome to Tuesday of the first full week of Lent. This is day 6 of our Lenten journey. Again today, we'll refer to Joyce Rupp's Lenten devotional, Jesus, Friend of My Soul, for our devotion. And it's called One Who Grieves. In the Gospel of John, there's one little verse that says so much. Chapter 11, verse 35. Jesus began to weep. Jesus stood by the tomb of his beloved friend Lazarus. His friend's sister Mary came and knelt before him, weeping. Jesus felt her sorrow and became greatly disturbed in spirit and deeply moved. His tears flowed from his loss and joined hers in empathy. What was it like for this mentor with a torn heart to stand in front of everyone and cry? Did he feel humbled because he couldn't appear strong and stoical? Apparently not. He allowed his sorrow to be both felt and observed. Jesus did not feign false control. In The Wild Edge of Sorrow, Francis Weller wisely describes grief work as a process that takes courage and deepens our connection with the soul. When Jesus stood before the tomb of Lazarus and wept, he allowed the emotional part of himself to be touched by that death. As we allow tears to rise from our broken, open hearts, we enter a healing realm for the aching loss that stretches far inside of us. Grieving is a healthy, human response to the pain of no longer having someone or something significant. Weeping does not indicate a lack of faith. There is nothing unholy about having a good cry to express our sorrow. When we grieve, we show tenderness for our broken heart. This virtue aids our healing process. As we weep, we also unite compassionately with others whose shattered hearts fill the world with endless tears. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, restorer of broken hearts, when sorrow empties joy from my life and situations bring unforeseen bleakness, wrap your arms of tender hope around the wounded edges of my hurt. Urge my grief to move toward healing. Today, I entrust my wounded heart to the divine healer. Amen. And as always, I look forward to being with you again tomorrow. That will be day 7 of our journey.